Environment researchers have been mapping plastic pollution hotspots in major rivers in Asia, and they've now released preliminary findings as they try to work out where the refuse originates. Millions of tons of plastic flow from rivers out into the world's oceans each year, but until now, little has been known about the source of that plastic. Earlier this year, our Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge travelled to Laos to see the project. Here's her story.
One, two, three.
On a dusty floodplain near the Mekong River, not far from the Lao capital, Vientiane, a drone is giving researchers a good look at how, where and why plastic is getting into the precious waterway. Adam Hodge is from the United Nations Environment Program.
Up to 95% of plastic pollution in rivers is found in 10 rivers around the world, only 10, and 8 of those rivers are in Asia, and one of them is the Mekong.
This project is part of a global plastic pollution survey. For months, drones have been taking thousands of photos across 5 sites along the Mekong River and feeding them into a database to map so-called plastic pollution hotspots, problem areas where different kinds of plastic are getting into the river.
This combination of technology is revolutionising the way that we're finding sources of plastic pollution. It's a real game changer.
A Japanese-developed machine called the Albatross is detecting what the drones can't, microplastics. It acts a bit like a small jet engine, sucking in water and capturing tiny pieces of plastic which are sent off for analysis so their source can be identified. And large fishing nets have been capturing plastic floating down the river. 32-year-old Lao fisherman Boot Chantavarong was among the locals enlisted to help researchers with their field work.
There are water bottles, some cans, lots of baby nappies and food waste. I joined the project to help preserve the environment and the Mekong. I'm worried about the health of the river. Plastic is increasing all the time. I don't know the cause.
After months of field work, the preliminary results are in. In Laos, plastic bottles are the biggest problem, accounting for more than half of the plastic waste found in the waterway. Municipal waste dump sites are too close to the river, and there are concentrations of plastic around ports and tourist areas in other parts of the Mekong. Microplastics are also abundant. Polypropylene is the most common, which is used in packaging for consumer products, and it's particularly bad in the lower parts of the Mekong.
Plastic pollution that originates along a river like the Mekong may make its way out to the sea, and ultimately, given winds and waves and currents, etc., that could end up on Australia's shores as well.
Dr. Britta Denise Hardesty is a CSIRO scientist who's involved with the Global Plastic Pollution Survey.
Well, there's no single silver bullet, but by having information from many different cities and countries and regions around the world, we're able to identify those solutions that are likely to be effective in those areas, and then we can look at scaling those up across the region.
With the first round of data in, the second phase of the global project is looking at the impact of plastic pollution on wildlife and looking to work with governments on policy and behavioural changes.
Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge.